McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump forced House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to cancel a planned trip to Afghanistan and Brussels Thursday. It is the latest maneuver in a bitter political battle over the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. Prior to this, Pelosi demanded that Mr. Trump forego the State of the Union address. President Trump unveiled the military's long-delayed missile defense review. It is the first overhaul of U.S. missile defense policy since the year 2010. Speaking at the Pentagon Thursday, Mr. Trump said that his plan will allow the United States to detect and destroy missiles anywhere, anytime, any place. Officials say that the doctrine, initially expected in 2017, has been frequently rewritten to keep up with changing missile threats posed by North Korea, China, Russia, and Iran. There were just 28 reported human cases of guinea worm disease last year, a U.S.-based Carter Center said on Thursday. The non-governmental organization funded by former President Jimmy Carter said the disease is gradually moving toward eradication. The Carter Center says that there were about 3.5 million human cases of GWD in Africa and Asia every year before it took the lead of the guinea worm eradication program in 1986. A Canadian geologist kidnapped earlier this week in Burkina Faso has been found dead. That's according to the country's ministry, security ministry. Kirk Woodman was abducted by gunmen on late Tuesday from a remote gold mine in the country's northeast region. His body was found near the country's borders with Mali and Niger. Canada's foreign minister confirmed Woodman's death. This is VOA News.